is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody tuned in and locked in all over North America. I don't care if you're here in Atlanta with me. You could be in New York with super producer and host Ryan Hickey. You could be in California. You could be in Alaska. You could be in the Midwest, the North, the South, over a border. Thank you for being here. I'll be hanging out with you for the next 4 hours. This is when the show gets started every weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. And there's a lot to get into. Of course, it's Wednesday, which means every Wednesday I do this. I bring to you a new top six list. And we'll be bringing that to you in about 2 hours from now. But there's a lot of basketball news, first of all. We had some crazy basketball games last night by two legends. Nikola Jokic with a 60-point triple-double. Steph Curry knocking in a million threes to score 50-plus. We're going to get into that in a second. Carmelo Anthony to the shock of nobody. Carmelo Anthony is heading into the Basketball Hall of Fame. Congratulations to him. Speaking of legends, a baseball legend. He officially has his hands in the NBA. Alex Rodriguez, officially named, well, he has the option. He has the ability. He needs it passed, but he's like one step away from purchasing the Minnesota Timberwolves. The Kansas City Chiefs, they're trying to be legends on Christmas Day. And to talk about Nikola Jokic and what he did last night, the third 60-point triple-double in NBA history, we're going to be joined by Matt Moore from the Action Network. That will be next hour. And then, a top six list, Jerry Jones said some wild and crazy things last night. Jerry Jones doesn't know the name of Michael Parsons' agent. He doesn't care who the agent is. Jerry Jones has made a history here, almost 40 years of saying wild and crazy things. I'm going to give you a top six list of some of the wildest things that Jerry Jones has ever said as the owner of the Dallas Cowboys. Yeah, if you want some comedy on a Wednesday, you trying to get over the hump, just stay tuned. In 2 hours, we will give you some of the wildest things that has ever come out of the mouth of Jerry Jones. Speaking of wild things, Trey Hendrickson looking for a new contract with the Cincinnati Bengals. Not too happy. I don't think I could put it in any other way. Not too happy with how contract negotiations have gone with the Cincinnati Bengals. What a shock. What a surprise. They gave Jamar Chase a lot of money. They gave T. Higgins a lot of money. Last year, 2 years ago, they got to pay Joe Burrow a lot of money, 50-plus every single year. Trey Hendrickson is not happy with how the Cincinnati Bengals are currently negotiating. NBA is looking at Ja Morant sideways. Need to tell this guy to cut it out with all the gun celebrations. Any gun references by Ja Morant is a bad reference. And then, of course, at the end of the show, we'll talk about a few things that took place this day in sports history. Even last night, we discussed this. Speaking of history, Alexander Ovechkin is climbing closer and closer to being a part of sports history. He's getting ready to take over Wayne Gretzky for the most goals in the NHL all time. So we got a lot to do, a lot to discuss, a lot to get into. You want to be a part of the show? Easy. Here's a phone number. It's new. We paid our bills so we can get a new phone number. It's 888-710-4ISN. The phone number here again is 888-710-4ISN. You can find me on the internet. I exist. I am everywhere at JR Sport Brief. Ryan Hickey, this beautiful Wednesday afternoon, this beautiful Wednesday evening, how are you?
I am good, JR. Doing well today.
Nothing spectacular happened on the way to the office, to the studio. It's just a normal day.
Just a normal day, which in New York City I will take, because usually was to happen between my commute from home to the studio would mean some sort of, I don't know, homeless man jumping out, causing a scene, protest going on. So no news is good news.
That's good. A normal day. That means only 5 people asked you for a dollar today, huh?
That's right, instead of the normal 10 or 15.
Oh, that's good. That's good. Good stuff. Terrific. I'm happy for you, Hickey.
Thank you, JR.
Terrific. Me, I'm happy. I'm good. I was looking at all that basketball last night into the morning. I'm not going to tell you a lie. I fell asleep during the Nuggets game. And a Nuggets game that I missed. I think a lot of people didn't realize what took place until early this morning. That Nikola Jokic One of the greatest basketball players of all time. Of all time. I don't give a crap about none of this era nonsense. I don't care about who played when and who played with a fireman and a plumber. I do not care about any of that trash. The NBA is almost 80 years old. Nikola Jokic is one of the best basketball players on planet Earth. I've been fortunate enough to see him play multiple times here in Atlanta, Georgia. I've been able to watch him on television a million times. The guy is a basketball machine. He's like a basketball terminator. He doesn't make mistakes. He keeps on coming. He keeps on going. He's accurate. He's smart. He doesn't need to be a ridiculous athlete. He doesn't need to be, I don't know, a 6'11 Serbian Michael Jordan. He doesn't need to be an Anthony Davis. The guy... it's just nasty. The passing is nasty. The shooting is nasty. I'll tell you this. Nikola Jokic operates, to me, like Jason Kidd did 20 years ago, 20 plus years ago. He reminds me of Jason Kidd with a jump shot, but almost 7 feet tall. He's efficient. There's no wasted energy. There's no wasted passes. He is the most efficient basketball player I have ever seen in my life. And last night, unfortunately for Nikola Jokic, this man posted a 60-point triple-double. This is only the third 60-point triple-double that we've ever seen in the NBA. 61 points, 10 rebounds, and 10 assists. He was 6 of 11 from downtown. Unfortunately for Jokic, his team, the Nuggets, they lost to the Timberwolves 140 to 139. He had no Jamal Murray. He had no Bobby Portis. They weren't available. He did have Russell Westbrook, who at the end of the game, in overtime, blew a layup, fouled Nikhil Alexander-Walker to send him to the free throw line to ultimately win the game. Yeah, there were a lot of mistakes at the end by Russell Westbrook. And even though Nikola Jokic lost the game, Anthony Edwards, who walked away from the game with 34 points, looked and talked about Jokic like he got to be the greatest dude I've ever been on a basketball court with. Listen to what Anthony Edwards had to say about Nikola Jokic.
That might have been the best game of my life, like, that I've been a part of. Nikola Jokic, bro. Oh, my God. He might be the best basketball player I've ever seen, like, close up, besides myself. Bro, he's incredible, bro. We was just hoping he missed. It was at one point we was just like, bro, we hope you missed, bro. Just, you know, because he's trapping him, he wasn't trapped. Like, he good. Hats off to him, man.
All you can do is hope that Nikola Jokic misses. That's it. Obviously, the man won a championship a couple of seasons ago prior to the Boston Celtics. Last year, he won an MVP. The 2 years before that, he won MVP. The year that he didn't win MVP, there was a lot of garbage out about Joel Embiid winning MVP, and we got to give the MVP to a European guy. They didn't want to give it to him 3 times in a row. And I got to be honest, I don't think Nikola Jokic is going to get MVP this year. It's probably going to go to Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, who's just dropping 30-point games like it's nothing, who's a member of the Oklahoma City Thunder, who have already surpassed 60 wins. Like, they're going to give the MVP to Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. But let's be clear. There is no better player in the NBA today than Nikola Jokic. He's not effusive. He's not exciting. He's not screaming. He's not yelling. I don't think he's in a lot of commercials. The last commercial I remember this guy in, it was like selling, a hotel trip with one of his teammates. He's not selling Nike shoes. And if Jokic sold shoes, I don't know who'd buy him. I wouldn't. A horse? I don't know. He loves horses. This man is crazy. He's nasty. And if he was not a member of the Denver Nuggets right now, the Denver Nuggets would be in the lottery. They'd be one of the worst teams in the NBA. They are currently third in the tough, bunched up Western Conference. They are right behind the Houston Rockets at number 2. Come on now. You're only 2 games behind them. Jokic makes that entire engine run. And so last night, in true Jokic fashion, He was asked about the comments made by Anthony Edwards. How do you feel about what Anthony Edwards said? Anthony Edwards said, man, damn it, you're the best basketball player you've ever been on a court with. He's ever been on a court with. And Nikola Jokic's response was to laugh? What? Listen to this.
I think it's just showed the respect, and I appreciate, you know, I don't know what to say. Thank you. Thank you. I mean, I think it's showed the respect, and I appreciate, you know.
It's just respect. I thank you. Appreciate it. Okay. What gets this guy excited besides horses? I know he has kids. I think he has at least one kid. Something makes this guy excited. Goodness gracious. It ain't basketball. Every time you ask Nikola Jokic about one of these ridiculous feats, it's everything. It's okay. I think about it when I retire. It's okay. One day I have a beer, sit back and have it. He doesn't care. It's like this guy shows up to work and busts ass, and it's just like, this is my job. I mean, damn it, we need a lot of people in America to have his approach. Nikola Jokic is a bad man. I mean, shoot, to even ask him about this historic triple-double, we've only had three of them. 60-point triple-doubles. I mean, about a month ago, he had like a 30-20-20 game. What are you doing here? 60-10-10 for him is light work. Nikola Jokic was asked about the 61-point triple-double. He's like, eh, whatever.
I think it's another thing for after sitting on the couch, drinking beer, and lying.
Lying. Back in my day, I had a 61-point triple-double with 20 rebounds and 20 assists. Yeah. I like Nikola Jokic. He has his whole life already planned out. I'm 30 years old, and another 30 years, I'm going to sit around, I'm going to tell my kids lies, and I'm going to tell them I won MVP 20 times. And what do they know? They're not going to Google it. Nikola Jokic is already one of the best big men the NBA has ever seen. And this is the wonderful thing about history. The NBA approaching 80 years, there'll be another generation where it has a great big man, and we're going to add to it. And so you can think about the Hakeems and the Kareems and the Shaqs and the Chamberlains and the Russells. We can go on and on. I mean, the further we get away from the origin, we're going to have more generations where players were absolutely amazing. Nikola Jokic is there. And so it's pretty hilarious, almost embarrassing last night. It's starting to get real embarrassing. Shaquille O'Neal was on TNT, which this game aired on, where the Timberwolves beat the Nuggets. Thank you, Russell Westbrook. Shaq, one of the most dominant players that we've ever seen. This guy was a bully. He was a beast on the basketball court. Shaq was asked about Nikola Jokic and whether or not he would get the better of him in his prime. And Shaquille O'Neal, he had a response, albeit it was an embarrassing one.
2001 Shaq, 2025 Jokic, what happens?
Slavian chicken, wherever he's from.
Wait, Slovenian from? Chicken?
Slovenian chicken.
Really?
You tear him up?
Yeah.
What's your stat line? What's his stat line into the night?
I'm
Serbia,
40.
By the way.
I'm getting 40, and they're going to have to double me. And he probably going to pick and pop and take me all that, but he probably won't be in the game while, because after you shoot the three, I'm running right to the middle lane, and the whole arena going to yell 3 seconds, and we'll see. And I'm going to hit way more twos than you hit threes, guarantee you that.
Mm. I just don't think they would ever match
it. I want to see it. I wish I could see it.
And
they're not putting Aaron Gordon on him.
And that's I'm going to make his brothers want to fight me, because the first play of the game, elbows.
You don't want them. You don't want them apples. You don't want his brothers coming at you.
I got brothers.
Yeah, his brothers look like they'll snap you in half. Just put it that way. Embarrassing by Shaq. Now, I get it. You paid to analyze basketball. I get it. You've spoken to the guy in Serbian multiple times in interviews. I get it. Nobody's asking Shaquille O'Neal to be a geography major, but to not know that the guy is Serbian as long as he's been in the league now is just like Slovenian chicken, Slavian, like wherever he's from, like that's just, you can do better. It's ignorant, Shaq. I'm sorry. Come on, man. Wherever he's from. No, he's from Serbia. Give him some love. Come on now. And I don't know. I've thought about this all day. What would Shaq do? Shaq would beat up anybody in a one-on-one. I don't care what era it is. But we've seen Shaq get dominated by a guy named Hakeem Olajuwon. We've never seen Shaq have to defend anybody out on the three-point line. I don't know. Well, this guy, Nikola Jokic, was over here shooting jumpers over Anthony Davis. So could he get low on the block and do that over Shaq? I have no idea. I'd pay to watch it. But I think Nikola Jokic would also be able to go out there and go to work against Shaq just because of his touch. Nobody's stopping Shaq offensively. And if he wanted to, Shaq could also get you defensively when he wanted to. I'd pay to see it. But to call him barbecue chicken, wherever he's from, is just not fair. I'll tell you this much. I know that this Serbian man works harder than Shaq ever did. That much I know. I know that the Serbian man is one of the greatest big men that the NBA has ever seen. His shooting, passing, rebounding. Today, as it stands in the NBA, Nikola Jokic is third in points per game. He is third in rebounds per game. He is second in assists. Nikola Jokic is the basketball game all by himself. I haven't seen a guy do this since Jason Kidd, and Jason Kidd didn't develop a shot until he was late in his career. A big shout out to Nikola Jokic. He is not going to win MVP. It's going to go to Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. But I'll tell you this. I'll say it again. Today, as it stands, Nikola Jokic, and not just because of the game last night, he is the best player in the NBA. Flat and period. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. We have so much more to get into. Of course, it's Wednesday. I'm going to share with you a new top six list. I'm going to listen to Jerry Jones be a clown. I'm going to tell you about the craziest things, the top six craziest things that has ever come out of this guy's mouth. The Dodgers have a crazy start to their season. The Braves have a poor start to their season. Carmelo Anthony, no surprise there. He's on his way to the Hall of Fame. And you know what? When we come back from break, I want to tell you about someone speaking of shooting and scoring. Steph Curry also had a crazy night last night. And I feel like it's been swept under the rug just a little bit because of Nikola Jokic. Steph Curry, the man who had his pelvis bruised. Hick, you ever had a bruised pelvis before?
Thankfully, never.
Okay, I don't know. Maybe a good thing. I don't know.
You think it's a good thing?
It depends on how you bruise your pelvis. I have no idea. I don't know.
I think even if it's a good way it happens, it still sounds very painful.
Well, he fell on his back, so that was not a good bruised pelvis.
No, not good at all.
And Steph Curry says he is back and his tank is full. I'm going to tell you what Steph Curry did last night. And I'm going to tell you what got approved today for the Minnesota Timberwolves. Yeah, they beat the Nuggets last night. Minnesota Timberwolves, they have some new owners soon to be official. Got to play baseball. I'll tell you what's going on the other side of the break. We're just getting started. We got a lot to do. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. We talked about Nikola Jokic and what he did last night against the Minnesota Timberwolves in a loss. I'm about to tell you about what another legend did in a victory. And then I'm going to tell you what a baseball legend did today. For a basketball team? Yeah. I'll explain. A matter of fact, Hickey, which one should I do? Should I talk about the baseball legend with the basketball team, or should I talk about the basketball legend first?
Let's talk basketball legend first. Go from Jokic to another guy and really kind of keep the theme going.
Listen, before Nikola Jokic went out there and had a 60-point triple-double, the greatest shooter of all time put on another masterclass of shooting. Steph Curry led the Golden State Warriors over the Memphis Grizzlies 134-125. Steph Curry said, here's 32 points in the first half. Here are 52 points for the entire game. And a matter of fact, I'll do it. I'll get there by knocking down 12 threes. Steph Curry was 2 points away from Klay Thompson's record. Steph Curry, as I mentioned, I'll say it again, he finished with 52 points. Yeah, the same Steph Curry who bruised his pelvis a couple of weeks ago. The same Steph Curry who is 37 years old. Steph Curry last night made it very clear. I got a lot left in the tank. The tank is full. Got Jimmy Butler on his team now. Jimmy Butler poured in 27 points. Draymond Green, the greatest beneficiary of playing with Steph Curry and Klay Thompson. He had a triple-double, 13 points, 10 rebounds, 12 assists. And the Warriors, they are fifth in the Western Conference. And they can keep on moving up, too. Lakers are above them only by two games. Steph Curry says, I'm good. I'm feeling great. After the game, he says, man, 50 points? I wasn't thinking about no 50.
My whole career, I've never really thought that way. You have confidence. You prepare yourself. But it's never a results-based thing. It's just understanding the work you put in. I did shoot it well this morning, a shoot-around. So you kind of feel good and have confidence. But you never think it's going to be a 50 night. But the first quarter was just rhythm and decisiveness and the byproduct of good preparation for this game. And then the rest kind of you just flow off of that.
Look, I have no idea. Who has an idea of what Steph Curry's going to be doing in 3 or 4 years from now when he's past 40? Like, is he still going to the shot never leaves you, but is he going to be able to get around those screens the same way? I don't know. Is he going to be playing at a LeBron James-esque level in a few years? I have no idea. What I do know now is that the guy, there's no surprise. Steph Curry could say, you don't anticipate 50. Nobody anticipates 50 in a game. It happens, especially if you're a great player. And Steph Curry can have as many points as he wants if he just gets hot. Somebody else known as a clutch shooter, a great shooter, Steve Kerr, his head coach, all these years later, Steve Kerr still looks at Steph Curry and just goes, man, this guy's still amazing every time I watch him.
I mean, the guy's 37 years old. It's incredible. 52 points with people draped all over him all game long. The conditioning, the skill, the audacity, the belief. It's just incredible to watch Steph at work. I mean, I can't believe he's still doing this at this age, but he's put the work in and he's still got it.
I can't imagine. Hickey, his dinners must be amazing. You probably got a chef. His wife, doesn't his wife have a cooking show or something?
Or cooking ware line, like pots and pans, I think.
Well, if you're selling pots and pans, you know how to cook, right?
You would think so.
I would hope so. Be out here selling pots and pans and don't know what to do with them. I mean,
that's
damn.
True. That's a good point.
I hope she knows how to cook. You know what, Hickey is kind of, wow, how about this? I met her, I don't even know how many years ago. It hasn't been more than a decade ago. Hickey, I interviewed her, and I went home with, I don't want to call it, they didn't send me home with a pot and a pan. I got a wooden spoon and like something to season my food with.
Huh. Do you remember how the seasoning was?
I don't know if I ever used it. I don't know. Sorry. Is that rude? Is that bad? I don't know.
I would have tried out of curiosity, but, you know, hey, to each their own.
Hickey, I don't even know where the spoon is, okay?
Well, I could have gave you something better than a wooden spoon. I mean,
oh, no, a solid? What? Like what?
I mean, I think a pan, pot.
Oh, you calling the curries cheap?
No, I'm just saying, you know, how many free samples do you think were given out?
Of what? What do you mean?
Like you, well, was it like a tour she was doing, or you just landed an interview?
Bruh, I don't know. I went and interviewed her and Steph Curry's mom, and I think the dad was there. I interviewed everybody except for Steph Curry. I don't know where the hell he was. But I spoke to the dad and his mom and his wife. I guess they were celebrating her thing, and I was there. Hickey, sometimes I just get invited to places, and I just end up there, okay?
That's very cool. But if it was more of an exclusive, then maybe you could have, I'm just saying, upped.
Hey, all you giving me is a spoon. Where's the pan? Is that what I'm supposed to say?
Right, if you're doing an interview highlighting her cooking prowess, at least she could have done is give you a sample of, you know.
I think it was the product, Hickey, not the food.
Well, that's what I meant. Like, prowess is the wrong word. But, like, you know, yeah, if you're talking about the new line she's giving out.
Right, right.
Maybe she could have sent over a sample like a week before you to try it out. You know, you're cooking dinner at home. Oh, wow, look at these great. I don't know what the difference between a good pan and a bad pan is, but, like, you could have found out yourself.
Bruh, I don't want no pan. Send me money instead, okay?
Like, what's y'all the make retail value on this?
I don't need no stinking pan. I can go buy a pan from anywhere, all right? Amazon, now to think about it, I don't know if I could have bought a pan on Amazon 10 years ago. Could I?
10 years ago? Maybe not. Probably not.
Yeah, they were just selling books then, right?
I feel like overnight they went from books to like everything. There was like graduation.
At this point, what is Amazon going to be doing 5 years from now?
Maybe the better question is, what won't they be doing?
Oh, my God. I'm driving in my car here in Midtown Atlanta. Hickey, I passed by one of them cars. I think I forgot what it's called. A Waymo? You know who was driving that car?
No one.
Nobody. I looked over to my left and I said, uh-huh, yeah. I said, that car just made a left-hand turn onto a residential street.
Freaky.
And I said, ain't nobody driving that car. And I said, in Atlanta with these crazy-ass drivers out here? The driverless cars. Oh, my God. What an adventure that is. Would you get in one?
Not right now.
What are you waiting on? It's the future, man. Come on.
I'm not saying it's not, but I'll, you know, while it's still in the infancy stages, I'll let someone else try it out. you make sure it's safe. Then 5-10 years from now, when it's kind of like commonplace, maybe it'll feel a little bit better.
Oh my God, Hickey, I'll try it out for both of us. Okay.
That's okay. I hope you'll be able to make it to the show the next day.
I hope I make it out alive too. What happens if I, well, I guess it's all connected via, I was going to say, what happens if I don't pay? I mean, they got all my information to book the car anyway. Hickey, I'm going to try it. I don't know where I'm going to ask it to take me. I'm going to ask, and it's going to be like, nah, I'm not going there. I'm going to say, take me to the basketball arena, right? Take me to the Hawks game where the guy blew out his ACL last night during a contest. It's going to say no. It's going to be like too many people can't go there. I bet you it only goes in like a couple block radius.
You think? I mean, all right, so that's a very limited market then right now.
Bruh, if I asked the car to take me to Athens, it wouldn't even come. It'd be like, oh, sorry, bro. We got to send a real human for that one. Like, we're not sending this car, you know, 70 miles down the road. No, thank you.
Sure, those drivers in Athens too, you know.
You may get hit by a UGA player. I don't know. It's dangerous. It's like, oh, we got something new to race. So let's get to it. Well, there's nobody
challenge
in
accepted.
Yeah, nobody. Yeah, right. Nobody in that car. Challenge accepted. And we got Rich Ackerman here with the news. Rich, would you get in a driverless car?
No.
Never?
No, not a chance. Until as Hickey said, until they are absolutely perfected to where it has become commonplace, where there are no incidents.
What's the difference between that and a human being driving a car?
I think they have a little more control.
You think?
I mean, they're less liable to run red lights or stop signs. Or
you think?
Or they might, you know, the other thing
is... A human being?
Yes. And what if like a car, you know, they can't see, you know what? I think we all have a little defensiveness in us as we drive. and if a car, like, you could see, like, this one's having trouble here. It's
no, bro.
It's driving in two lanes.
No ack.
You know, I'm not buying it.
I think the computer pays more attention and would know more than we do. The compute, these things got like eight. They got like, I don't want to even say eight. There's a camera on the top. There's a camera on the sides. There's cameras in the front. There's cameras in the back.
Yeah, but I have that in my car, too.
Well, we're not talking about you. We're talking about other people who drive. I got cameras in my car. Yeah. You know, I still got to drive it.
I just want less cars on the road.
Well, wouldn't
or less taxis.
Yeah. Well, there's going to be nobody on the road but the passengers in the back seat soon, you know.
Yeah, we got to be like George Jetson and come up with a jetpack, you know.
Oh, well, so... How long did it? We got driverless cars. We not even to George Jetson yet, right?
Yeah, no, exactly.
Sooner than late. I think we're still closer to Fred Flintstone than we are to George Jetson.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, we'll get there. Hey, listen, guys, I will try out the driverless car, and I'll let you know how it goes, okay?
It's going to be interesting when you're sitting in the car, you can't talk to the driver.
Well, is that the worst thing in the world?
Maybe not, but it's going to be a little lonely for a little while.
I don't know about that one. I'll take it.
Okay.
Some of these conversations in the back seat is just like, oh, spare me. I thought I hit the button, leave me. I thought I hit the leave me alone button, you know? We'll see. Hey, shout outs to modern technology. Let's see, until one of these cars gets robbed or stolen off the road. Oh, they all got tracking anyway. Be careful. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Shout outs to all the human beings out there actually driving cars. All my Lyft drivers, all my Uber drivers, and everybody in between. We come back from break. We're going to talk about someone. Well, he could probably afford a driverless car today. His name is Alex Rodriguez. Both he and his business partner have purchased an NBA team, the Minnesota Timberwolves. Yeah, A-Rod going from baseball to basketball. I wonder what his jump shot looks like. We'll get into that on the other side. We'll talk about the Kansas City Chiefs as they embark on a new endeavor every single Christmas. We got a lot to do.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. Man, I'm waiting on all the March Madness action. I'm waiting on Houston and Duke. I'm waiting on Auburn and Florida. I got to wait until Saturday. The NBA said, don't worry, we got you. Last night, they had some great action. Steph Curry dropping 52. Nikola Jokic with a 60-point triple-double. NBA season's almost over. Let's get it over with, okay? Get this crap done. Anyway, this is important for you to know, so I'm going to tell you right now. Uber Eats is delivering game day deals from hundreds of your local favorites all week. You can order now at Uber Eats. Product availability varies by region. See app for details. And one thing I like basketball, I like football, I like baseball, I like hockey, I like golf, I like soccer. I like eating food, too. Hickey, you got to eat. You want to stay alive? You got to eat.
That's true, and that's not a thing, like you said, that I have trouble with.
You?
Like, in general. Like, I love eating. I'm with you.
Oh, okay. All right. You eat the same thing every day, though. Try something different.
I mean, I'm not opposed to venturing out, but if it ain't broke, Don't fix it.
So you want to go to Steph Curry's house, right? Aisha can cook for us.
I would be open to it. I mean, if she can cook some PB&Js, I would be even happier.
Cook a peanut butter and jelly sandwich?
Whip it up, you know.
Oh, you whip one up or you cook it? Which one is it?
Whip one up. You know, I mean, cooking, you know, put on the griddle, toast to the bread a little bit. Could be interesting.
You toasted bread? Is that what you toast the bread before? You have gourmet PB&Js?
I like to lightly toast the bread, yeah. Get a little, make it a little warm.
Oh, my goodness. What else do you do to the bread? Tell me more.
That's really it. Just a light toast, about like 30 seconds or so. You got to get it just right. I don't want it too hard and crispy, but just enough to warm it up. Kind of melt the peanut butter a little bit.
Oh.
Have the jelly flow. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay. All right. You don't like that. Isn't there that brand? What, do they still sell that where they sell the peanut butter and the jelly together?
They do. Goober.
You like what is it called?
Goober.
A goober.
Isn't that like Smuckers, I think.
Isn't that like something negative to call somebody?
Yep. Yes, it is. I don't think the two are related. But,
like, are we allowed to say that? Oh, my goodness. That's what it's called. When they sell a jelly and a peanut butter together.
Look it up on your phone. I'm not making things up. G-O-O-B-E-R.
Wow. Okay.
Interesting. I mean, marketing could have been a little bit better, but.
He was snacking on a sack of goobers. Here we go. A foolish person. Throughout my dating career, I was set up with some goobers.
That is accurate. I feel like that's a good use of the term.
Okay. Yeah, here we go. Yeah. Naive, a silly, or foolish person. All right. The term was popularized by the character Goober on the Andy Griffith Show.
Hmm.
There you go. All right. Also, peanut butter and jelly sandwich. Good to know. Hickey, I'm going to use it in a sentence. You ready for this?
Ready.
Alex Rodriguez is a goober. Is that fit? Is that accurate?
I think that's fair. Nice guy, but does give off some goober energy.
He does. He's goofy. And he got a lot of money, though. And he's a, I don't want to say reformed liar. I don't know if that's accurate. I know he is a liar. I don't know if he still is. I don't know the guy. But he's also a soon-to-be an NBA owner. I want you to listen to this clip from earlier today. Alex Rodriguez, a new stage in his life.
It looks like the Timberwolves ownership saga is finally over. Our Mike Max reports that longtime owner Glenn Taylor will not challenge a recent arbitration ruling that gives control to Mark Lori and Alex Rodriguez. If you remember, Taylor tried to cancel the $1.5 billion sale of the club. This is after he said Lori and Rodriguez violated the terms of the contract. But two out of three arbitrators sided with Lori and Rodriguez in the legal fight, saying they did not break the terms of the agreement. Now the sale of the team just needs to get approved by the NBA. Once that happens, the two owners will get full control of the team.
Yeah, big shout outs to CBS Minnesota for coming through with the news. Alex Rodriguez and Mark Lori, they had this agreement set up in 2021. Like, they haven't even officially purchased the team yet, as you just heard from CBS Minnesota. It has to go to a vote on the owners, but this has been a four-year ordeal. I mean, basically, they bought 40% of the team already. They put the rest of the money in escrow. They brought in Michael Bloomberg, one of the richest guys on planet Earth. And they expected to buy the rest of the team, and Glenn Taylor said, no, you took too long. And they're like, what are you talking about? So they had to go to arbitration. As you just heard, two out of three arbitrators basically said, nah, the team belongs to Alex Rodriguez and Mark Lori. Mark Lori is the one with more of the money. And Alex Rodriguez is about to be an NBA owner. There's no reason. There's zero reason why NBA owners don't approve this sale. Alex Rodriguez will then be the boss of Anthony Edwards. What a world we live in. Anthony Edwards a few years ago said, I don't even know who Alex Rodriguez is. I think it was a lie when he said so. And so I believe A-Rod might be the first Major League Baseball player with this big a stake in the team. At one point in time, I believe Aaron Rodgers, I don't know if he still does. I think he had a stake in the Milwaukee Bucks. I don't know if that still holds true. A-Rod, the baseball, that team's just going to suck. Hickey, I don't know. Do you think Anthony Edwards finishes his career up there? I know the guy's like 23, 20, 24 years old, if that. They're going to squeeze the money out of that squad, aren't they, huh?
That's what I'm interested to see because, right, even back a few years ago, like you said, when they first planned to buy the team, the first thing they said was, budget cuts are coming. And the thought was Cat was going to be traded. Now that happened anyway, so I'm not sure what's going to happen. You know, maybe Rudy Gobert is next. I don't know, but they feel like they, as soon as they were ready and you know, on the one-yard line a few years ago buying the team, the first thing they said was, yeah, we're going to start slashing payroll. I hope it's not the case, but, I mean, I don't know what changes outside of, I guess, getting more money between then and now.
They probably want to move Rudy Gobert. But who wants him, right? They traded six picks for the guy. Six! And they gave him a contract. This is one of the most joked-upon guys any entire NBA, whether it's justified or not. I don't know where else you would kind of save money outside of moving on from Anthony Edwards. And we're going to find out, like, what does A-Rod know about basketball? Like, are they going to be smart enough to stay the hell up on out the way? Or is A-Rod going to take the approach of, I was a great athlete. I did drugs. I can now impart my wisdom upon, I don't know, the Minnesota Timberwolves. I don't think that's gonna work out. We'll see. Maybe Alex Rodriguez stays the hell up on out the way, and I'm sure at this point, Anthony Edwards certainly knows who Alex Rodriguez is. And Derek Jeter, how the hell did Derek Jeter end up on the short end of the stick? This guy was tasked with running the Marlins. Bruce Sherman ended up sounding like being a liar. It seems like that's what Derek Jeter is implying. Derek Jeter, as far as I know, he don't have no stake in no professional sports team. Hickey, I just feel kind of bad that Alex Rodriguez was a liar. And somehow, some way, he still ends up, bettering. He's not a winner like Derek Jeter, but he's winning at life here. Or maybe not. I don't know.
I mean, Derek Jeter had his opportunity.
He left.
It's not like he's never gotten the chance to. He's had his chance, and he failed.
He left. Well, did he fail or did he leave?
Well,
he said they didn't want to spend money, and he changed his mind, so he left.
I mean, wasn't he part of the ownership group, though, that bought the team? Don't you have an idea of?
Not his money.
I get it's not his money, but, I mean, you're not spearheading this movement if you don't think that they're trying to win, you think.
You think Derek Jeter is a loser?
I'm not saying he's a loser. I don't feel the same sympathy you do towards Jeter that I do, I just reverse that. I don't feel the same sympathy as you do towards Derek Jeter for the whole Marlins fiasco.
Derek Jeter is a winner at everything except for the money side like A-Rod is.
And you know what? Not everyone can have everything.
You're right. Alex Rodriguez is dating another one of these Tiger Woods clones, right? Now what are you doing?
Yeah. That's a good way to phrase it.
Yeah, Derek Jeter's married with kids, and Alex Rodriguez is dating one of Tiger Woods' women. I don't know. What do I know? They look the same. Anyway, it's the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. When we come back, we're going to talk about some winners, the Dodgers.